Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you, as always, by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Coming up later this hour, we'll talk a little college football with Houston Nutt, college football analyst for CBS Sports Network. He'll jump on at 9:20, then at 9:45. It's a game show Wednesday. Give you a chance to win some great prizes. But right now, joining us is our pal Mike Rizzo, president GM of your Washington Nationals. He's brought to you by Main Street Bank, a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV. Main Street Bank put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Junkies.
Hey, buddy.
Mike, to be honest, I mentioned at the top of the show, I was like, I don't know what to ask Mike Rizzo anymore. The season has not been what fans would have liked, not what Mike Rizzo would have liked. And we were wondering what we should ask you. So I turned it to a lot of our listeners. And here's one from one of our listeners. Brady House is one of your great prospects. And he's a shortstop, right? And the person asked, well, you've got C.J. Abrams at shortstop. How does this play out?
Well, you know, that's an easy one. If they're both terrific players like we hope and think they're going to be, then you just, you make an adjustment on the positioning of them. If Jeter and A-Rod can figure out who's going to play short and who's going to play third, then, I guess Abrams and House can figure it out too. So, it's never a bad thing when you have too many good players and not enough positions for them. So, we're just going to take that as it comes. And C.J. Looks like he's, a terrific defensive shortstop with some upside offensively and a dynamic, energetic player. House is just a guy that, at 18 years old, had a terrific first half of the season before he got COVID, and then he got a little bit back injury, and looks like he's going to be a power hitting type of middle lineup guy for us in the near future. So we'll figure that out if that's the way it has to be when they're both so good that they have to be on the field at the same time. We'll figure that one out easily.
So Mike, real life intrudes on the sports world with Hurricane Ian bearing down on Florida. So the Nats obviously have a spring training complex there in West Palm. You have players that are working there. How do you deal with something like that that's happening hundreds of miles away? You're it's still within your purview. You have to keep track of what's going on there, or is it just like this is life in Florida? People adjust to hurricanes coming through. It's just a fact of life that you have to deal with during hurricane season. How do you deal with that being up here in D.C.?
Well, we have our staff is down there. We have our Florida Instructional League that has been going on. So we had recently made the decision to cancel the remainder of Instructional League, which was about another 5 days left because of the dangers of the weather and stuff. And we're entrusted with these parents, children, and their players. Even though they're adult children, they're still people we worry about. So we err on the side of their safety and health each and every time. So we wanted to make sure that we uh, we can't. I didn't want those parents thinking of their kids, you know, stuck in a hotel room somewhere, you know, with the blinds shut, you know, sitting in the bathtub while a hurricane was was bearing down on them. So we got them out of harm's way. Wednesday, I think Monday night, and everyone made it home safely and soundly. And so we had to cancel instructional aid. It's a decision we made, in D.C., but the boots on the ground there with Deshaun Watson, there's a farm director and the staff down there, checking the weather and doing what's best for the kids. We made that decision, on Sunday.
Mike, can you give us an update on Mackenzie Gore? I know you guys keep taking it slow with him. How's his recovery going?
It's going well. So he threw, it was 3 2/3, 76 pitches, zipped through the first three innings and kind of hit a wall in the fourth inning, gave up a couple of home runs and that type of thing. But left the game healthy. He threw yesterday. He played catch yesterday. And we'll see after his bullpen today where he fits in. And if he's healthy, I would expect to see him sometime, in one of the last handful of games down the stretcher.
Oh, good. What's your overall grade on James Wood's performance in the minors since you acquired him?
Well, he's an A+. He's had a terrific season, both in the Padres system and in our system. He's a dynamic player, very young for the league, and more than held his own. You couple that with what a terrific teammate and player he was. He's got such kind of an easy breezy competitive attitude and makeup. This guy's got a chance to be a really good player, and we're happy that he's a National, and our expectations for James are high.
All right, I'm going to ask you some broad questions here. These are probably all pretty obvious, but for those of us that aren't paying super attention, can you give us like AL MVP, NL MVP, AL Cy Young, NL Cy Young, if you had to choose?
I haven't looked into it that much. I think the AL MVP, I think, is for me, would have to be Judge.
Okay.
He's just having such a sensational season. I know Ohtani is obviously a freakish kind of talent, but I don't think you can look past the
right.
historical season that this guy's putting up. And in the NL, I think it's a dogfight. I think there's a lot of great candidates. I think Goldschmidt and Riley of Atlanta, and Arenado of St. Louis, Alfonso of the Mets, they all have legitimate claims to the NL MVP.
Could you pick one?
Yeah, I think that
if you had to pick, you're the odds.
I think if I were to vote on it, I don't know. I see the Mets play a lot. Alonso's had a terrific season. I think like 128, 130 RBIs, and he brutalizes us all the time. So I'd probably give it to him.
All right.
How about that?
All right, that works. And how about Cy Young's?
Oh, Verlander.
Cy Young, I haven't. Yeah, I like Verlander in the American League. What he's done coming back from the injury at his age, he's just a freakish talent, right. and what a competitor. And in the National League, that Miami trifecta down there is tough, but Alcantara is up there, and for me, we like I said, he's beaten us I think four times this year, so I'd be remiss if I didn't put him in at the top of the.
I think he might be the favorite. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. I think he is.
Yeah, but Verlander—the fact that Verlander, Mike, has got a 1.8 ERA at his age is just stupid.
Yeah, just the 1.8 is stupid, and then you factor in that his age, and then he's coming off of a major surgery at his age. It's just like I said, he's a freakish talent, and what a freakish competitor, and he's going to go down as one of the greats. He's a Hall of Famer, first ballot type, and probably one of the best of our generation.
Usually, you guys are in the playoffs, but since you're not going to be in the postseason, will you? Watch the postseason kind of in depth, or will you be just doing a lot of work with the team?
I think we'll be doing our work with the team, but I'm going to be interested in this new format and watching the games. I think it's going to be an exciting playoffs this year. I think it's going to be exciting last week to see who's in the playoffs. I mean, there's a couple of spots. People are jockeying for positioning in the playoff system, and at least in the National League, I know that there's going to be a hot race for that last one or two teams in the wild card race. So it's going to be fun to watch. I'll be watching it intently, and it'll be something that I won't enjoy not being in there. Because, you know, when the weather gets like it is right now, where it's crisp and it's fall in the air, and at the end of games it's a little chilly, it reminds me of October baseball, and it makes me sad that we're going to be sitting out and watching it instead of playing in it.
Well, and then, you know, we talked about this last week, but the Mets and Braves are playing a three-game series this weekend in Atlanta for the division. And DeGrom and Scherzer will be in. I mean, it's the pitching matchups are going to be awesome. DeGrom on Saturday against Kyle Wright. Max on Sunday against Morton before they play you guys to close out the year. So that's a huge series this weekend.
Yeah, it's huge. I think we talked about last week that I think it's extremely important to win the division, especially in this new playoff format. I think the team that wins it will have a distinct advantage of that wild card team coming into it. So, yeah, it's a huge, huge series. Both great teams, both managed by terrific managers, and you know, great organizations. And it's going to be fun to watch down the stretch. And we're going to have a little hand in it at the end, which is fun too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
What is the off-season agenda? I know you're not going to tell us everything, but what can fans expect for next year, Mike? Is it going to be sort of more of the same, just like keep bringing up the young guys, that kind of thing? Or can we expect, you know what, maybe the Nats are going to make a big offseason signing and bring in, you know, a stud pitcher and pay him a boatload of money or something. Could something like that happen? Or is it just going to be more still focused on the young guys and just, you know, some smart veteran, you know, pickups?
I think that we're going to find every way we can to get better. We don't like losing. Certainly don't like losing 100 plus games, and we want to remedy that. But I think that you're going to see further development. But we're going to be players in the free agent market. We're going to make good prudent moves in the free agent market, in the trade market, and that type of thing. And I think you're going to see us keep taking that next step in the progression of becoming a championship caliber club in the very near future. I think you're definitely going to see more young, exciting players next year, you know, brought to the big leagues. I think there's several on the cusp of it, right now. And I think that, when you couple that with, the eight or nine core players that we have on the roster now, some new fresh talent that we're going to inject into it from our minor league system, and some prudent free agent signings and trades, I think you're going to see an exciting brand of baseball that is going to be way more competitive in the division than we are this year, and our expectations are going to be greater than they are this year.
Does the ownership uncertainty alter your game plan in terms of making acquisitions and trying to go out in free agency and spend money? Or are you guys still just on the straight and narrow? You know what you want to do, and you're still focused on that.
Yeah, I think our ownership is going to do what we do annually. Is that after the season, we're going to take an autopsy of the team, where we need strengths and what we need to do to get better. We will be in concert with them on what the payroll they want to be, what we're going to do in the minor leagues, what upgrades we're going to make. And I think it's, as of right now, it's business as usual. We won't change a thing of what we've been doing. If something does change, then we'll make adjustments from that.
Thank you, Mike. It's Mike Rizzo, President and GM of your Washington Nationals.
All right, guys.
All right, thank you, buddy. Thank you,
talk to you next Wednesday.
He's always brought to you by Main Street Bank, a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV. Main Street Bank. Put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. Coming up next, we'll dive into some college football with Houston Nutt, former coach, now an analyst for CBS Sports Network, here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington coming up at 9:45. Give you a chance to win some great prizes. We have tickets to go see Marlon Wayans in concert at MGM National Harbor. Sure, that'll be fun. That's coming up Saturday, October 15th. And we also have a $100 gift card to Capital Crab, which will come in handy.
Cakes, are you going to the Terps game this Saturday?
I am not going to the game Saturday.
Here's the thing about the game Saturday. Yeah. And this, you know, obviously all the games up and down the East Coast are kind of affected by it, but I'm not sure what time it's supposed to start raining, but it's going to start raining pretty heavy Saturday night, maybe even Saturday afternoon, but certainly into Sunday.
Okay.
So
Terps game kicks at 3:30.
And 3:30.
We're favored by a touchdown or more.
6.5, I believe, is the number.
Yeah, it's about that. Wow. I think I saw 8, but maybe it's dropped a little bit. Michigan State.
And so people aren't going to give us credit. So if we beat Michigan State, people are just still just going to joan on Maryland.
No, you get credit. No,
it's a solid win.
Michigan State's not as good as they were last year.
You take that. If they beat,
I know. I think if you beat Michigan State, or I don't care if they're having a down year.
Conference wins a conference win.
You improved to 4-1.
Yeah.
You'll take that whole game.
I can just already see it, though. People just not giving you credit for it.
No, I'd give them credit.
Right. I was impressed by the Michigan game. Moral victory, I understand, but it was...
I believe in
moral
victories.
First of all, they lost by a touchdown. They gave up a touchdown in the first 10 seconds because the guy tried to catch a kickoff with his helmet.
I saw it.
Yep. And hey. But they had the ball down 8. They had a chance to get down
all
there.
All these tough guys that aren't into moral victories.
Talia threw a pick.
I'm into moral victories. Believe me, as a Commanders fan, you got
to
be.
You don't
into
have to talk about
victories.
It as moral. You can say stepping stone. Yeah. Stepping stone. All right, joining us right now is a former college coach. Now he's an analyst for CBS Sports Network. We can ask him if he believes in moral victories. He joins us on the BetQL Guest Hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It's Houston Nutt.
Coach.
What's up, Coach?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Coach, we haven't talked to you in a while. How you been? It's good to talk to you, man.
Been doing good. Doing good.
Hey, where do you make your home?
McKinney, Texas.
Oh, you're down in Texas.
A little bit north of Dallas.
Gotcha.
North of Dallas. Our twins live here, so I got a direct flight to New York, and my mom's in Little Rock, and I can get them other two children pretty. It's just kind of centrally located.
So since you're down there in Texas, I'm interested when you kind of just, you know, the local media down there and maybe fans that you talk to, are they, how are they feeling about Jimbo Fisher right now?
I live right next door. I live right next door to the Texas A&M Aggies, and I play some golf with some Aggies. So they're feeling real good on signing date. I can kind of give you week by week. They wasn't feeling real good after Appy State.
Right.
And now they're feeling real good versus Arkansas, and they should be because they're very fortunate. So to answer your question, they're feeling pretty good, but they want to see a whole lot more.
Yeah, it's a week to week kind of reaction based on how they play. Offensively, they've been dreadful. Defensively, they're winning games.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, you said it right. Week by week.
Hey, before you jumped on, a couple of us went to Maryland, and a third has a couple of kids at the University of Maryland, and they hung in there with Michigan, played really well, and we were saying it was kind of a moral victory. When you were coaching, did you believe in moral victories?
You know what? I wasn't real big on moral victories, but here's what I was big on. If you played your guts out, and after we watch the film and, and I see effort and guys laying it on the line, you know what? I can live with that.
Right.
And so I say, you know what? We got in that room the next day. I watched the film, and I noticed some of y'all still have your head down. Good. Because I didn't sleep good either. And I'd be disappointed if you didn't feel bad. But here's what I see. Hey, guys, you played hard. Mm-hmm. You played hard. We're going to correct some mistakes like taking care of the ball and understand the your assignment and keep getting better. We got a real chance. You know, we could build off that. As long as I knew they're giving effort and try to play hard and try to, you know, play together, I could live off that if you want to call that a moral victory. But, we want to win. We want to win for sure. But there's some things sometimes a loss can help you with.
Coach Nutt, your last coaching stop was at Ole Miss, and they've got a big one this weekend. They're ranked 14th, but they welcome in Kentucky, who's ranked 7th. Like, when you coached at Ole Miss, could you recall a Kentucky team being even ranked, let alone in the top 10 and being higher ranked than your Ole Miss squad when they came to Oxford?
Never.
Yeah.
Never. I mean, and again, we played some good teams. When I was at Arkansas, I had Tim Couch. They had Mike Leach's OC. They had Hal Mummy. I mean, we beat them in Little Rock, and I'm going to tell you, it was a barn burner now. And then Jared Lorenzen?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Jared, he was so fun to watch. He was about 275 pounds. We went to 7 overtimes, the longest game. Well, to me, it was real overtime back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an unbelievable game. But to answer your question, no. And I got so much respect for Coach Stoops.
Mm-hmm.
I love his blueprint of his team. They're tough. They're physical. Hard-nosed. Will Levis and the gang. They're fun to watch. So this is one of the games I can't wait to see because, you know, Ole Miss can move the ball, or they have been. But I'm anxious to see, can they handle Kentucky's toughness and how they play on both sides?
Mm-hmm. Coach, I heard you talking to Neuheisel about this, and when you were coaching, I kind of just wanted to get your feel on just what was the toughest loss that you took as a head coach, because we were talking about the Auburn-Missouri game and how Eli Drinkwitz, the coach of Missouri, how he can even fathom losing the way they lost against Auburn after missing the field goal, the chip shot in regulation, and then the kid fumbles in the end zone going in for the win. How can you get over something like that as a coach, or do you?
I tell you what, they to this day, I wake up probably ever so often, and it's in Knoxville in '98, where we outplayed Phil Fulmer's bunch for 58 minutes, and we lose the ball, and they go on to win a national title, and our team was really, I think, right there with them, and we should have beat them. And then the one you go fast forward to 2007, we're out playing Urban Meyer's bunch. I got Darren McFadden. I got Felix Jones, Marcus Monk. I got a good group on defense. And, man, we got the Gators. We got them. We fumble a punt in the end zone. They recovered. And we're ahead. I mean, those two games keep you up at night. So it's hard to get over. You always remember those ones. But the Missouri game. I don't think I've ever seen one like that now. There's about 7 to 8 different ways Missouri could have won, and there's 7 or 8 different ways where they gift-wrapped it and gave it to Auburn.
Yeah.
And from jumping off sides in the overtime, they shanked the field goal.
Correct.
Offside.
Yep.
What? And so then they make that 3. Okay, well, Missouri gets the ball and goes down the field all the way to the 1, and what? You reach out and you lose control of the ball. They recover the ball in the end zone, and Auburn escapes. I just, for the life of me, and we can keep going of how many other different things that happened in that game. It's just that's got to hurt.
I couldn't even imagine as a coach having to deal with something like that. Because I'm a betting guy, and I know as a better a gambler, it really hurts. But, you know, if it was my program and I'm trying to keep my job and convince kids to come to my program to build on it, man, that's tough.
That's really tough.
Yep. Hey, Clemson, NC State, coach. Clemson, NC State, coach. What are you thinking about this matchup? Clemson kind of got over that first hurdle last week against Wake Forest. They finally got that performance from DJU with the 5 touchdowns and no picks. He was awesome. So was Hartman. But this is a team, NC State, that beat them last year. And if they can get by NC State, you know, the rest of the schedule kind of shapes up for Clemson to run the table and possibly win the ACC. What do you think about this matchup? NC State Clemson, 7:30 on Saturday night.
Can't wait. Can't wait to watch this one. And you're exactly right. I really thought Clemson, well, they executed well, looked good. And I'm just a big believer in Dabo Sweeney. But saying that, you know, this North Carolina State team is a tough team. I mean, they play physical. They're hard-nosed. And the game is at Clemson, though, right?
Correct.
I think that's going to be the edge, and especially what happened last year. I would lean to Clemson, but again, you know, my brothers, they coach basketball. One's at the University of Missouri, and one's the head coach at Wichita Baptist. And I always tell them when we play, get together and play golf, you basketball guys, your ball just bounces straight up and down. Uh-huh. But our football game bounces crazy, and this is the thing about it. It's why it's the greatest game in the world. Boy, you just don't ever know.
Yep, you're right.
Joined by Houston Nutt, college football analyst for CBS Sports Network on the BetQL guest hotline. So you were at Arkansas from 98 to 2007. They've got a huge one this weekend. They welcome in number 2 Alabama, national TV game on CBS. What is that crowd going to be like at Razorback Stadium as the Crimson Tide come to town? And they've got a brutal month in front of them. Alabama visits and then 3 straight roadies for the Razorbacks at Mississippi State. Then they have to fly west to take on BYU and then right back at Auburn after a bye week. So that is a rough stretch for Arkansas upcoming.
Brutal, brutal stretch right there. Getting back that Arkansas-Alabama game, it will be rocking. In Reynolds Razorback Stadium, it will be rocking. Arkansas coming off a tough, tough loss.
That was brutal.
So many ways.
Brutal, yeah.
I mean, 14 to nothing, fixing to be 21-7 if they take care of the ball, and it's over. And so that's another tough Sunday locker room meeting to get your head back up, and now you're playing the Giant. But here's the thing. Alabama, little bit different to me this year. I mean, they have greatness because of Bryce Young. We get that. At Heisman, man, I love watching him. He escapes there to beat Texas on a third down and all that. I get all that. But I don't see a Julio Jones. I don't see a Devontae Smith. I don't see a Waddle out there. You know, one of those big-time difference makers. And DeCorey Brooks is good, all that. I get that. But I just see a little bit different as far as offensive line and everything. Not as completely dominant. I think Arkansas will play extremely hard. I think Coach Pittman will have his guys ready to go. And I think it's going to be closer to what everybody thinks now.
Well, remember last year they only lost by 7 in Tuscaloosa.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
This offensive line that Sam put together is really good. And if they'll lean on this group with Rocket Sanders and then KJ. KJ, just take care of the ball. I don't know what he was doing on that. I don't know, was it 6-yard line or 4-yard line or something? Well, he's on the 3-yard line, but he was in the shotgun and he tries to dive and he loses the ball.
Right.
He extends the ball. And that really was – they took that ball, I'm sure you saw, they took the ball and took it all the way back, a scoop and score and a handoff when it's getting ready to get tackled. That was an unbelievable play. But it changed. That's a 13-point swing. So, you know, it's things like that, it's little things like that, that you take care of the ball, you do – I just think, and you said it, they played with him last year, so they're not going to be intimidated by him, and that home crowd's going to help.
Yeah. All right, real quick, Terps are playing Michigan State. They just come off that loss in Ann Arbor, lose by 7. They had the ball down 8, I believe. Antalya forced one in and threw into double coverage. It was picked off, and Michigan went down and scored. But they only lose by 7 up there. That was a homecoming game, I think, for Michigan. Now they get Michigan State at home, Purdue at home, Purdue's having some issues at quarterback because O'Connell's banged up. And then they get Indiana and Northwestern. They've got four winnable games in a row before they go up to Wisconsin. But the Terps are just, you know, they've got some offense. They've got some receivers. Even though they can't, a lot of those guys can't stay healthy. Jarrett's hurt again, but they've got four winnable games in a row here for Coach Loxley.
They really do. And I think it's important, too, the first 5 minutes, if the Terps can get on the board and execute, play really sound the first 5 minutes and get Michigan State down, it could be a long day for Michigan State. I see, you know, when you get beat down like they got beat down in some areas, I feel like you could jump on this group, and here we go again. It's that mindset of uh-oh. And so I kind of like Maryland right here.
Yep, gotcha. Coach, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games, and watch out for that hurricane coming up the coast, Coach.
Oh, I know it. Gotta yep. be careful. Okay.
Stay safe. Right.
Thank you, Coach. Talk appreciate you soon. It.
All right, Coach.
Bye-bye.
Coach, you're a nut.
What a folksy guy, huh?
I love him. I love talking to him.
Yeah. All right, guys. Stop worrying about those pesky plumbing problems and call the 5-star plumbing experts at Crop Metcalf. From water heaters and garbage disposals to sump pumps and main water lines and everything in between, a Crop Metcalf 5-star technician can handle any and all of your plumbing needs. Call Crop Metcalf today at 1-800-GO-CROP to save $50 off your next plumbing service. That's 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com now to schedule. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Hey, Mr. Bickle, real quick before we get to the giveaway, a listener just hit me to this. When we were talking about Maris when he hit 61 in 1961, that was the first year the American League expanded. The National League did not. So the American League played 162 games.
Oh, so he did have 162.
He played 161 that year.
Okay, good.
So that's he better. Did. The National League played 154 because the American League expanded.
Okay, good.
So he did hit 61 home runs in 61
so
games.
Good. So if Judge beats it, then in all likelihood, it'll be the same schedule.
Correct.
Right. All right, we got some great prizes on a game show Wednesday. We need callers to line up now to play Fact or Fiction. You can call in at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Game Show Wednesday brought to you by MGM National Harbor.
That's right. The Cakes Classic returns next Wednesday. It's the home game reunion. EB's going to be there. Squirrel's going to be there. All three Bluffing Bauman brothers are going to be there. Five special guest bounties in play, as well as my $300 bounty. So it's
very
back,
nice.
Baby. It's back.
So call in now at 800-636-1067 to play FAF.
Jason, I conflated sort of the argument against Maris from Ruth, because Ruth played 154.
Yeah.
Maris had the 162. Okay.
Right. That was the first year that makes sense. Expand. It's kind of strange that
makes
only
sense.
The American League played. They played different amount of games.
As people are calling in for Fact or Fiction, Drabby, did you see the story about these Try guys and like one of the guys was like tagging a producer?
Yeah.
I know nothing about the Try Guys. I just went to apparently they're super famous. They have millions of followers. I watch it. They're unfunny, dumb videos, walking around New York City just like eating pizza. Oh my God, our culture is
awful. I don't know
awful.
What the Try Guys are. I don't know what that is.
Neither do I.
I had never heard of it.
They're super popular, I guess, on YouTube. So they get try a million food. Of views. They try anything. They just try stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're just
it's a good brand.
It's a good name.
I'll give them credit for brand.
It's kind of a decent name.
Okay, it's good branding, but they're just cheesy and they're not funny.
Speaking of branding, the guy who billed himself as the wife guy is the one who cheated on his wife.
Right.
This is like a scam.
Big scam. They kicked him out of the Try Guys. Yeah. They said there's no future for him.
I know. Because he cheated on his wife with an assistant producer.
Yeah.
You should start up the Don't Try Guys.
What do you mean?
I won't try it.
Won't try that. Nope. No, it's not a bad idea. If they're super popular.
They give you like $100 and they say, right, will you try? You go, nope. And it might go viral.
All right. Look, maybe we can.
Probably won't have some staying power.
Well, we might be able to workshop it because there's not many things I would try, I think.
Let's punch up our first contestant.
All right. Let's go to Evan in Richmond. Hey, Evan.
Morning, fellas. How we doing?
Hey, Evan, okay. Very complicated game. Fact or fiction? DeAndre Ayton recently said that since his benching in Game 7 of the NBA playoffs, that he hadn't spoken to his head coach, Monty Williams, once about it. Is that fact or fiction?
I think that's way too specific, so I'm going to go fact.
It is a fact. Congratulations. We'll hook you up with that $100 Capital Crab gift card. Capital Crab, the Avenue, and Capital Crab and Sportsbooks. It's a bleeping place to be. The Crab Deck's still open. Visit them 3 blocks off Chevy Chase Circle. Enjoy cuisine.
Evan got to come up from Richmond to enjoy it. He's in Richmond, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
That's right, okay. You can hop in the car.
We have more?
Good.
He's going to have
to. We've got two more prizes. Two tickets to go see Marlon Wayans at MGM National Harbor.
All right, let's go to Mac in D.C. Hey, Mac.
What's up, Junkies?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mac. Fact or fiction? We spent a lot of time talking about the LIV Tour. Scottie Scheffler is the latest PGA golfer to jump to LIV Golf for the big bucks.
That is a fact.
Oh,
that's fiction.
Such a terrible guess.
Sorry, Scottie.
Terrible guess.
He doesn't follow it. He doesn't follow it.
Yeah. All right.
You know how big that story would be?
Let's go to Kevin in Silver Spring. Apparently the one they all want is Tom Kim. Kevin.
Well, I mean.
Yes.
Tom Kim's legit.
He's the belt of the ball. Tom Kim.
He's young. He's a star. Yeah. Okay. He was on the President's Cup team, international.
If you tell me,
I'm telling you, he's the next big thing.
I'm forced to believe
you
guys.
Hey, to give Tom Kim $100 million, he gone.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, fact or fiction? A lip reader recently looked at what Jimmy Garoppolo said in his last game and apparently called out his coach saying, quote, "All your plays suck, man." Is that fact or fiction?
Oh, it's got to be fact.
That is a fact.
You're a winner. You get 2 tickets to see Marlon Wayans' Microphone Fiend Tour Saturday, October 15th at the theater at MGM National Harbor. Tickets on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to WPGC.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation.
Now, I read his lips and he did say that. Maybe he was talking about himself.
Jimmy G. He could have.
Because all his plays sucked on Sunday.
By the way,
I'm glad you're coming around on that.
I mean, he was bad.
Yeah. I did something that
he
I hate to do.
Stepped out of the end zone. How's that Kyle Shanahan's fault?
I don't know.
I said, quote, "All your plays suck, man." Do I have to say unquote at the end?
No,
I never understand.
I mean, I don't think you have to.
Yeah. All your plays suck, man. All right, we have one more pair of tickets to give away. Yes. Who's up next?
By the way, I'm looking at the Try Guys video stuff. A lot of it is them trying on, like, dresses.
Okay.
That's a big thing. That's their big shtick.
I know you would say no to that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No try guy.
That's a lot you would say. I would not try
I'm not trying on the bridesmaids' dresses. Yeah. I'm not wearing celebrity lingerie. No. All right. Let's go. Todd Bristow.
Hey, what's up, Junks?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Todd, you just had NBA Media Day, and I don't know if you know this. Ben Simmons. He's returning to the NBA this year with the Brooklyn Nets with an improved jump shot. He told the media that during the offseason he took 1,000 shots a day and met with a sports psychologist weekly. Is that fact or fiction?
I'm going to say fact.
Sorry, I made that up. Fiction. Do you know how many career three-pointers Ben Simmons has in the NBA?
That he's made. Yes. How many years has he been in the league now?
Well, he's got to be like 5 or 6 years at least.
He has 10 made three-pointers.
Hold up. Ben Simmons.
Shoot, I was going to guess.
Less than 10, you think? Maybe it
is? No. I was going to guess maybe 20.
Ben Simmons has been in the NBA. Let's see. Just to give you a little context. He's 26 years old.
Yep. And been in the league 5 years, probably.
He was drafted in 2016.
Yep.
Three-time NBA All-Star.
So he's only played 4 full years because he's been out with 2 injuries, right?
Yes.
All right. I have the answer, but.
Yeah, I have the answer as well. He's hit 5 three-pointers this career.
I doubled his.
He's a point guard.
He's only taken 34.
It's not a great percentage.
It's a terrible percentage. It's 147. I get it. Yeah. But it's not like he's taking a ton of them.
Drab, let me just reiterate. I'm out on the NBA salary cap league. Just to let everybody know.
The email was already written last night, and
you
are not in it.
I'm officially out. Thank you. I just wanted to make that clear.
What we'll do, why don't we clear the deck, and we'll do the 10th caller game.
Yes.
For the final prize, which is tickets to see Marlon Wayans, the Microphone Fiend Tour, Saturday, October 15th at the theater at MGM National Harbor. Tickets on sale now. You can get them at WPGC.com/events. That's courtesy of Live Nation.
Microphone Fiend's a great song by Eric B.
Didn't we have Marlon Wayans join us at a previous Junkies Poker Open?
Yes.
He was on site at MGM National Harbor.
One of the Wayans.
I think it was him. I think it was Marlon.
He was there?
We
had him on the show.
He was there.
Hold on. Marlon was the big silly.
It was definitely Marlon.
No, Keenan Ivory.
Keenan Ivory and Damon. Might have been Marlon. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because he sat there on the stage with us.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
You're 100%.
So caller 10 800-636-1067. We will hook you up with those tickets. That, I believe, is the night I am back in this game. It's been a long time, but I'm going to be serving as a ring announcer for Cagezilla in Manassas, October 15th.
Very good.
Are you getting a good payday?
Decent payday.
Worth it? Making it worth your while?
Yeah, I didn't know how much to ask for. I actually consulted with Drab, and because you know, they ask you how much would you do it for?
How many hours is the commitment?
3 or 4 hours.
1,500 minimum.
It's not at that level.
Oh, then you botched it.
I mean, it's been a decade plus since I've been in the ring announcing game.
Oh, you botched it.
Yeah,
you botched it.
Well, for you. You know, my brother, I was talking to my brother last night, and I told him I was emceeing an event at DeMath, and he goes, why are you doing it? He's like, why isn't Jason doing it? I was like, well, Jason just did this Ripken on court thing.
Yeah, no chance.
And he doesn't like to do it.
And EB's the founder.
And then I told him. And he goes, well, what's the event? And I said, it's something called Kaleidoscopes. Matt Bickle asked me. He goes, well, why wouldn't Eric do it?
Because I said
again,
no.
Out of his element, just like me.
I said no to that. I turned down everything. Don't ever ask me to speak at anything ever. I'm not doing it.
I'm not reading, or just the don't do it guy.
I'm not reading.
Oh, you know what? Or the lazy guy.
This is the genesis of a real thing.
This could be a really good viral bit.
I'm not going to do the graduation speech. I'm not going to do the ring announcing.
Nope.
I'm not going to read to the elementary school kids. I'm not doing any of that. I'm not doing a job fair. I'm not even playing in a golf tournament.
You're not doing a Cal Ripken fundraiser.
No. I'm just going to go home, sleep, whistle.
Be a hermit.
Have a fire and pour some whiskey.
I'm glad I did the Ripken Uncorked once.
Right.
Yeah, once is enough.
Now, if that's on a Friday night, I'm all in. But Thursday night,
you know
who
looked great? Larry Sheets looked great.
Yeah.
Can you send me the pictures?
Very cool, dude.
All right, we got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley. Up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.